This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lawmakers are working fast to try to avoid a disastrous default on the nation's bills. Members of Congress preparing to vote on a debt limit bill that's getting a lot of criticism. The AP's Ben Thomas has that.
Despite long-sought Republican policy changes on food aid and environmental reviews, some conservatives are concerned the deal doesn't cut future deficits enough. Meanwhile, Democrats have been worried about proposed changes to work requirements in programs such as food stamps.
The House Rules Committee considers the bill this afternoon. It'll vote on sending it to the full House for a vote expected tomorrow. A drone attack jolted Moscow this morning, slightly damaging some buildings. Russia's blaming Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia continues its attacks on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, killing one person. The AP's Lawrence Brooks.
It's Russia's third attack on the capital in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, in Moscow, residents there have reported hearing explosions, and the defense ministry says 8 drones had been fired at the city. Moscow calls it a terrorist attack by the Kyiv regime. It said 5 drones had been shot down and the systems of 3 were jammed, causing them to veer off course. Ukraine hasn't commented on the Moscow attack, which would be one of its deepest strikes into Russia since the invasion began.
The mayor of Hollywood, Florida, says he is saddened and angered by the shooting that injured 9 people on Memorial Day, including children. Authorities say a fight broke out on a beachside boardwalk and shots were fired. At least one person is in custody, but police have been looking for more suspects. As the Supreme Court decides the fate of affirmative action, a new AP poll finds that most adults say the court should allow colleges to consider race as part of the admissions process. But few think a student's race should play a major role in decisions. This is an AP NORC poll. This is AP News. A teenager shot in the head is making a public appearance now.
Weeks after being shot in the head after knocking on the wrong door, a teen has joined others to bring awareness to brain injuries. Ralph Jarl, a black teenager who was shot in the head and arm last month after mistakenly ringing the wrong doorbell, walked in a brain injury awareness event Monday in his first major public appearance since the shooting. Jarl, who is 17, suffered a traumatic brain injury when he was shot while trying to pick up his younger brothers in April. Andrew Lester, an 84-year-old white man, is accused of shooting Jarl. Jarl walked with family, friends, and other brain injury survivors at Going the Distance for Brain Injury, a yearly Memorial Day event in Kansas City. His aunt says Jarl has debilitating migraines and balance issues. I'm Norman Hall.
A UN committee is working on a treaty to bring an end to global plastic pollution, but there's little agreement yet on what the outcome should be. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.